Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to Fitness, episode number 41. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Mary Solis, certified personal trainer with the International Sports Sciences Association and owner of Dream Body Fitness. During the interview, Mary will share what event took place in her life that inspired her to lose weight and improve her health, and how losing her job after 15 years of service served as a catalyst for Mary to start her personal training business. Mary will also discuss her fitness and nutrition philosophy, along with success stories of the clients she's worked with through the years. Mary reveals that in her earlier years, she would never exercise, but now exercise and nutrition is her passion, and she enjoys sharing her expertise with others, especially women 40 years old and over, who feel that they are too old to exercise. Mary will also discuss what it was like to enter a fitness competition at the age of 47, an age where most women and men would feel intimidated to step out on stage in front of strangers and compete against other contestants. Now remember the words of Maya Angelou, who said, "You are the sum total of everything you have ever seen, everything you have ever heard, eaten, smelled, been told, forgot. It's all there. Everything influences each of us. And because of that, I try to make sure that my experiences are positive." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks of Fitness. Mary Solis is a certified personal trainer with the International Sports Sciences Association and Precision Nutrition. In April 2013, at the age of 47, Mary hit the fitness competition circuit, competing in the Masters Bikini Division in the New England Fitness America, and again in July 2014 in the WBFF New York. Mary particularly likes sharing her experiences with female clients, especially the ones over 40, to show them that it is not too late to improve their health and get fit. I am pleased to have Mary Solis on our 6 weeks to Fitness program. Mary, how are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Well, I always love having these personal trainers on so you guys can share your wisdom with my audience. Now, before we dig further into your career, Mary, and discuss the work you're doing to help your clients improve their health, let's talk about you.
Okay.
How did you start your journey towards improving your health?
Okay, well, this goes back at least 20 years. I guess shortly after I gave birth to my daughter, I wasn't in the best of shape. Before having her, I really wasn't into physical fitness at all.
I see.
So once I had her, and then I realized, okay, I wasn't happy with my body. I had gained a few pounds, you know, as a result of the pregnancy, and I wasn't happy after that. So I decided to just try out like a couple of tapes, because at that time, you know, I had the VCR. So
back in the day.
I decided to try a couple of I started out with like Buns of Steel back there with Tammy Lee Webb. I then progressed to like some Joyce Vidal, which I think she's still doing DVD. She must be about 80 now, but
still going strong.
Yeah, but then, you know, I just started out with that little by little, and you know, I would do that, and then I progressed to going, you know, getting a membership at the gym. And then I started to really enjoy, you know, physical fitness, and it sort of kind of, you know, became like an obsession, I guess.
Yeah. That can happen, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, I would purchase, like, magazines, the fitness magazines, and, you know, really be obsessed with learning what's new, what was healthy, you know, learning new exercises. So that's how it all started with me. Somewhere along the line, you know, it became a passion. And, you know, people would know me for being obsessed with physical fitness. And so people would ask me questions, you know, what was I doing? And, you know, sometimes they would like to work out with me. So,
Yes. So one thing led to another.
Right.
And before you know it, okay, all of a sudden your life, your passion, and you're helping others to achieve theirs.
Yeah.
What made you decide to become a certified trainer?
Well, like I said, it became a passion. I mean, I would just want to know everything. Not just like I want to know like anatomy and how it would improve my health and others, of course. And so I said, well, maybe I should just, you know, start to read the certification book. I wasn't really sure if that's what I wanted to do, but I figured, well, let me just do it. And then if it's something I want to do, I'll pursue it after I get my certification. So at the time, I was still working full-time, you know, 9 to 5 for an insurance company. And I began to, you know, just study for the certification. Once I got the certification, you know, one or two people at the job wanted to train with me. They knew
really?
I was, yeah. So they said, oh, well, you know, we'll pay you. And at the time, I wasn't looking, you know, to make money off it. I just pursued the certification. So, oh, we'll
yeah.
pay you. So I said, oh, okay. You know, so I started out with like two coworkers, you know, training them. And then it so happened that the end of that year that I got my certification, I actually got laid off from that job, which I was there for 15 years.
Really?
And I got laid off. And I figured, well, this is my time to pursue the personal training. And that's where it all began. So I knew that I didn't particularly want to work at a gym. So I figured, I said, well, let me see how it would work out just working on my own. I knew it would be difficult when you're an independent contractor. It's difficult. You have to constantly market yourself and, you know, get people to trust you. And But I, you know, I got started and, you know, it's been now, 4.5 years. I did briefly work at a gym, but I realized I didn't like it. I preferred, you know, being on my own.
And with your personal training business, you travel throughout the city. You don't have a particular place where your clients come to you.
Right, I do. I travel throughout the city, the 5 boroughs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're located in New York.
Yes. I'm in the Bronx, New York, yeah. And most of my clients are in Manhattan, and then I have a few that are also in the Bronx. But I do travel, you know, to other boroughs if, you know, if need be.
As needed. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you specialize in? I mean, like boot camp, Zumba, what type of training?
I specialize in strength training. My niche is women between the ages of 35 and 59. Mm-hmm. I've had one client that's older than that, like in her, she was about 80. She was my very first client. That was she was 85 actually. And I did enjoy working with her. And then I also had the opportunity to briefly work at an assisted living facility. And they're also the most of the attendees were about, you know, 70, 80, and I would do like group classes with them, and I enjoyed that as well.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about this. Now you said you do, one of your niches is strength training, mm-hmm. and with women from the age of 35 to 59, and although you train women who are older, but why is it so necessary? Why is it important for women to do strength training?
Well, that's one of the things that I noticed when I was in the gym. I noticed that once the women would go to the cardio machine and always skip the the area where the dumbbells are or where the men are.
Yes.
And so I said, it's important to teach them that, you know, strength training is very important to them, not just cardio, you know, which is also important for your heart, but also building some muscle, which also helps to, you know, keep some of the fat away. Which most of the women that I meet, they always say, oh, you know, I want to get rid of the fat, you know, in my middle, their core. So I said, well, you definitely have to get involved with doing some strength training. Most of them are always used to just being on the treadmill or elliptical and doing cardio. So.
Right. No, I wholeheartedly agree because I notice when I'm in the gym and I see women, most of the women are on the treadmills, you know, doing the cardio, and they stay and they shy away from the weight training.
Yeah.
And I say to them that weight training is one of the best ways to lose fat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, right? And so and what you're telling me that you focused on, your niche is strength training. Mm-hmm. That's excellent because more women need to do it, especially today with osteoporosis being such so prevalent, you know, among women. So strength training will strengthen the bones and also help you to lose fat. So that's awesome. Now, do you also work with children?
I have not had the opportunity to work with children. Very early in my career, I did. It was maybe like a month, I would say, with kindergartners. It was like an after school program, but
nice.
They wanted, you know, they hired me to do some physical activity with them, but it was very difficult to keep their attention.
Oh yes, most definitely, yes.
Yeah, but that was the only time, you know, that I had some experience with children.
So how do you address your clients' mental and emotional needs?
First, meet a potential client or, you know, they reach out to me and wanting to know a little bit about, you know, my program. I always start off, when we meet, I always start by asking them, you know, why they want to either lose weight or they say, oh, tone or you know, just want to have a trainer. I said, well, why? And they explained to me why. And I said, well, why is that important to you? You know, what will it change? You know, and they, you know, I try to get them to talk about what it means to them, to whatever their goal is, what does it mean to you? And they usually, you know, with women, they say, well, you know, maybe they want to feel good about themselves, you know, because sometimes, you know, you tend to lose yourself, like with your family, if you have children or a husband, or, you know, you tend to lose yourself and not really focus on you. So the women that I meet, once they're in that stage where maybe their children are growing and, or out of the house, they say, oh, you know, I just want to feel good about myself. So.
Oh, okay, good. That's excellent. Now, I know that you designed individual exercise plans for your clients since no one client is the same, right?
Right, yes.
How do you assess their fitness level prior to designing a program for your clients?
Yeah, I usually meet with them, you know, when we meet and I ask them, well, what's your fitness level? If they're very beginners where they haven't done any physical activity in years or ever, then
right.
We start out slow, you know, at the first meeting. You know, I'll get them just to kind of jog in place just to see where their cardio endurance is. If they're out of breath within a minute, then I know, okay, you know, we really have to work on the cardio endurance first. So so if we're in the gym, you know, I'll put them on the treadmill just to walk a little bit, just to see where they're at. You know, I'll have them do maybe a couple of sit-ups to see how strong their core is or not. Have them do some jacks, maybe try a push-up or two to see where their upper body strength is. And then, you know, I can pretty much assess from that, you know, where their program will start.
Oh, most definitely. Now, what about, do you assess their body fat level? Do you do a body fat assessment?
I do, yes. We do that at the first meeting. I use the calipers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. In the very beginning of my career here, I used to use the monitor, but then I found that that was off. I said, well, let me use the calipers. It gives me more closer to an accurate reading. So
yes.
I'll do the calipers, I'll do the tape measure, you know, and we'll weigh in. I then, you know, following that, you know, I'll calculate for them, you know, how much their body fat, what their BMI, and how much they need to lose in order to be at a healthy body fat.
Okay, great. So you do a total body fat assessment.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Excellent. Now, how important do you believe nutrition is in helping your clients to achieve their fitness goals?
Oh, nutrition is key. And that's 80% of the process.
Exactly. You're right. Yeah. Ding, ding, 80%.
Yeah, which is why I decided to pursue also the nutrition certification as well, because I wanted to give my clients, you know, a full program, not just the exercise, but also to help them with their, you know, eating habits as well. When I first get a client, I usually ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say your eating habits are like? You know, with 10 being excellent, you know, and maybe 1 awful. And sometimes they fall in between. Well, sometimes they'll say, oh, I eat pretty well. This is what most of them say to me. I say, okay. You know, so I ask them to give me a diary, and I'll have them write a diary for between 3 to 5 days. And I tell them, don't change anything just for me. Don't write what you think I want to see.
Yes, exactly. True.
I'll tell them, just eat normally. And I want to see, you know, what you're eating throughout the day, including snacks and drinks and things like that. So usually when they come back and then I assess the diary, I say, oh, wow, you know, we have work to do.
That's because a lot of times the clients don't realize that what they consider a healthy diet is not really healthy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So
and that's the problem, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. So then, you know, I like to take it slow as to not to overwhelm them. So, you know, maybe we'll start with just water, something as simple as that, because sometimes, you know, they'll tell me, oh, I drink plenty of water. And it might be just like 16.9 ounce of those bottles, and that'll be it for the day. And they're thinking that they're drinking enough water.
Exactly.
So I start them up, but let's just start with water. You know, if they're drinking maybe 2 to 3, you know, I say to them, well, why don't we make it a goal, you know, the next 2 weeks for you to add 2 more glasses of water. And then we start from there. You know, and then we pursue breakfast. We'll say, well, I'll take a look at their breakfast, what they're eating, and I give them suggestions. I'll give them a list of healthy food options, and then we'll sit down prior to that. We'll have, like, either over the phone or in person, we'll sit down and review the healthy list and, you know, kind of pick out some of the things they already eat that are healthy. And then I suggest, okay, why don't you pick 1 thing from this list that you've never tried and add it to your meals this week? And then we work from there.
Wow, that is great. You really do work with your clients on a mental and physical level.
Yeah.
That is excellent, you know. Now, can you also share with my listeners any success stories from one of your clients that you'd like us to know about?
Let's see. Let me think. I've had so many over the years. But let me think of somebody more recent.
Okay.
Well, I do have a young lady, and she's one of my younger clients. She's in her 20s, and I met her about a year ago. She came to me because she was very unhappy with her weight. She's over 50 pounds overweight. Yeah. And she's been that way for most of her, you know, teenage life. And so she came to me, and, you know, I tried to help her in the beginning. It was very difficult because she was 23. So it was very difficult to get her to eat nutritiously.
Right, okay.
But, you know, after a few months with working with me, and what I would do is have her join my Fitness Pal and then friend me on there. That way, you know, I could monitor what she was eating. So I'd have her log her food on my Fitness Pal, and I'd go in and check, and that way she'd feel accountable to me, you know, as far as her eating. And then we would meet twice a week for her workouts. And that last summer, she lost about 25 pounds.
Wow. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think most of this weight loss was driven by following your nutrition advice or the exercise or both?
I think both. Because she was not, well, number one, she was not used to eating so well. And then she was, I would say in the very beginning of our workout, she would actually cry. And when I tell you cry, I mean she'd actually have tears.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not what to do it. Really?
And I would have to be very strict with her because she would just stop in the middle of the workout and just, "I can't do it, I can't do it," and cry. And, you know, so I'd have to be strict. Now, my way of training is not like a drill sergeant, you know. So, but with her, I had to become that way. I had to really be tough with her.
Really? Hey, yeah. Some people, it takes that. You're right. Wow.
And so, but it worked. It worked. So she was very happy at the end of the summer because we started early in the beginning of the summer. And then by the end of the summer, you know, she was very happy because she was seeing results.
And that's what it's all about, to see results. And as you know, chronic disease is so prevalent today when it comes to hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, all these different illnesses, especially in our community. And is that the result of us, of our lack of eating properly and lack of exercise? So do you talk to your clients about this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I personally lost both my parents to diabetes, so...
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, so I know, you know, what it's like, you know, to have to, you know, be with a parent who's dealing with diabetes, and then the complications that come afterwards.
Oh yes. Yeah, and what hurts the most, Mary, is that these diseases are preventable.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's what hurts the most. You know, if we just change our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's what you talk to your clients about, changing their lifestyle,
yeah,
correct?
Absolutely. I mean, from the very beginning when we first meet, even before they become my client, I make it very clear to them that my program is a change of lifestyle. You know, sometimes they come to me because maybe they have an event or something that they want to lose weight for, but I try to kind of get them out of that mindset and go beyond that event.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. and make it instead of setting that as the be all end all,
right,
look at it as a lifestyle. The rest of your life is going to be living this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Now, I understand you competed in the Masters Bikini Division in the New England Fitness America,
I did.
And the WBFF New York.
Yes.
Now, as a former competitive bodybuilder myself back in the day,
mm-hmm,
I know how challenging it is mentally and physically to get yourself prepared for competition on stage and to compete against other individuals,
yes,
in my case, other bodybuilders, in front of hundreds of strangers, right?
Yeah.
Now, what was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was terrific. My very first one last year, I decided to compete because I ran into a friend who at the time, you know, she was a kettlebell instructor, and she decided to compete. So, you know, after she did that, I was following her, and then she decided to form a team. And so, you know, she invited me to join this team. So I had always, you know, look through these magazines and always wonder what it would be like to compete. And I think I put that like as one of the things in my bucket list that someday I would do.
Yes.
And so when she first, you know, mentioned it to me, I was, well, at the time I was 47. I was at that point, I was like, oh, well, maybe I'm too old to do this, to even.
Right, right. There you go again, right? Oh, maybe I'm too old for this.
Right. But then I said to, then I decided to go forward with it. I was like, no. So I joined the team. She became my coach, and, you know, she laid out, you know, the program for me, and it was, the experience was awesome. I mean, there was many, many challenges, because even though I was already consistently working out, this was very different.
Much different, yeah. A whole different world.
It was very different, yeah. and then the nutrition, that's all the same thing, even though I was already, you know, eating well, but it changed. It changed. So many things changed. And some of the things that I was already eating, thinking, oh, this is good, was something I had to eliminate just to be prepared for the competition. So it had its challenges. And then, you know, there was a point where I thought I wasn't going to make it. You know, I was like, I would be tired and always sore from the workouts, and then hungry all the time. And
Yes. So why am I doing this to myself, right? Why? but once you do it, once you have done it, it's all worth it, right? It's a wonderful feeling.
So worth it. I felt wonderful up on stage, and I felt wonderful because when I, you know, seeing all these women who had worked so hard, just like I had, and being there, the culmination was there at the stage, and everybody was so happy and felt so, you know, very friendly and sharing stories, sharing challenges, and it was so exciting. It was very exciting.
I mean, look, you're taking me back. I remember it well, you know. So, but that is great. But let's talk about what's on your bucket list, because you said that competing was on your bucket list. What's next for Mary Solis?
Oh, wow. Well, I guess on my bucket list would be to open a studio. A small studio. Ah. Yeah. That's on my bucket list. I don't know if it'll be in my immediate future, but it's something I'm working on now, you know, just by building my clientele. So I don't know whether it will be here in New York or, you know, somewhere else, but that's in my future.
Okay, so you're thinking about maybe leaving the Big Apple?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Wow, okay. Sounds great, Mary. Listen, how can my listeners find out more about you? Do you have a website?
I do have a website. My website is www.dreambodyfitness.net.
Dreambodyfitness.net?
Yes.
Sounds good. Now, how can we follow you on social media?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook. I have actually a fan page, which is Dream Body Fitness, which is name of my business, and my regular Mary Solis page. I'm also on Instagram as at Miss Dream Body Fit. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Twitter as well, same handle, at Miss Dream Body Fit.
Perfect. Now, is there anything else you'd like to share with my listeners about Mary Solis before we move on?
I'd like to share that. Well, let's see, what could I share with my listeners? Well, I guess moving into 2015, that more women and men pursue, you know, healthy living lifestyle, whether it's adding, you know, some physical fitness or just kind of changing just a few things in your nutrition that'll help you.
Yes. Oh, most definitely, Mary. Definitely. No, I can't thank you enough for sharing some time with us today. It was really, really important. And, you know, this interview will come out in the new year.
Okay.
So hopefully what you're saying will inspire everyone to kind of get busy and fulfill those New Year's resolutions, which is usually to get in shape and lose weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so.
I do too. So Mary, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my blog at 6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care and bye-bye.